Oh man, slaying in the WFMU studios. Gay Witch Abortion on this Tuesday, and one of the rare sessions around here anyway, in my memory, where the glass and soundproof rooms did not prevent this thing to come floating up through my feet. Man, the whole floor was shaking. Guys, thank you so much. The band today, Sean Walker on drums, Jesse Bottomley on guitar and vocals. Thank you to Ernie Indradot for some great engineering today.
Yes.
And yeah, how you guys doing?
Doing awesome. Well.
Quite a setup,
man.
A little sweaty. A little sweaty in here.
Yeah, yeah. And you guys just came off about a week or so with Big Business on the road.
Yeah, yeah, since like, what, the 14th?
Weeks. Yeah, like 13th or 14th, I think we started with them.
Yeah. Get up closer to the mic a little bit, Jesse. Cool.
All right, all right.
Yeah. Oh, man, tell everybody about that crazy Webster Hall show last night. You were in the middle of a total teenage...
13-year-old girl.
Maelstrom of insanity.
Nobody had any... We were wondering what it was because we were sitting in the van there and like, why is there so many 13-year-old girls running around here? And then we were standing by Big Business's van and... apparently his name is Ryan Beatty. He came out with a skateboard under each arm, and it was like a crazy mob, and they just flooded him. And he tried to get in Big Business van because he thought it was his limo. but yeah, it was frightening. I can understand why he wanted to get out of that.
You could say he opened for you someday.
Yeah.
I was looking at his site and he's playing like three malls today, and he's like bam, bam, bam. Every 2 hours, he's got a mall in Connecticut. Yeah. And everybody's begging him to follow them on Twitter. Pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to follow him on Twitter.
Maybe he's going for that Melvin's record where they're trying to do every...
He's going to hit every mall. Every mall.
Every state.
Every state, a day. Every state, yeah.
Exactly. Oh, man, I saw you guys play with the Melvins some weeks ago down in the Lit Lounge, and Seahorse played.
Oh, yeah.
In June.
That was a great show. How often do you guys get on the road from Minneapolis?
Not incredibly often.
No.
Not often enough, but at least like once a year we try to go out somewhere, you know.
I think we kind of waited till we had like a new record.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it was kind of silly to go on tour
with nothing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But the new record is done, and so now we can do stuff.
Cool. And it's called Maverick, right?
No, the old one is called Maverick. This one is called Opportunistic Smokescreen Behavior.
Okay, of course. Yes, yeah. Yes.
Of course
it is.
No, I didn't know that. Well, cool. And that's on Learning Curve as well, right?
Yes, it is.
Excellent. Cool. And how long have you guys been playing?
5-6 years.
Yeah, something like
we
that.
We don't really know. Something like that. Somewhere around in that neighborhood.
We played for a while, like, and tried out... You know, guitar players, bass players, you're going to go like the normal, like, you know, maybe a three-piece.
You're supposed to have those things.
And then after a couple of years, we were just like,
we can't have those things.
Yeah.
It's an afterthought.
Yeah.
We can't have those things.
Cool. Well, do you have any other shows coming up this week? I think New York might be the last with Big Business, right?
We are going to hang out and watch Big Business tonight, which would be a Sunday night at Death by Audio and... Then we're going to go home and try to pay rent and stuff like that. All that awesome stuff that just kind of pretending doesn't exist right now. You know.
Wow.
So.
Well, thanks. It sounded great today. And Ernie, awesome job. And this is the first of our week of huge month of specials on the 31 days of October here on WFMU. And we've got a whole bunch coming up as well, but... Killer way to kick it all off. Where can people find GWA on the internets?
You can find it at Learning Curve Records, and we have ourselves a Facebook page. You know, we don't have our own web page or anything like that, but that's where you can find us.
All right, we'll open that column for those girls to scream for you to follow them.
I don't think they're gonna. Okay,
you'll never know unless you put it there. You know, I'm just saying. All right, thanks, Sean. Thanks, Jesse, and Gay Witch Abortion. WFMU, stay with us, everybody.
Thank you.